ABC Radio Australia.
We head to Fiji now, where it's the home to the Pacific's first cryo lab. It sounds like something out of a science fiction movie, but in reality, it's all about protecting future food production. It builds on decades of work of by the region's Main Regional Gene Bank. Now, the Centre for Pacific Crops and Trees, which conserves and shares Pacific crops like coconut, guava, and even forestry trees. Manager Longotonu Malaysia Wanga Nambete told Lucy Cooper it will increase the capacity of the lab from 12,000 samples to 30 to 40,000.
I'm very excited that we just recently opened our new cryopreservation laboratory. It allows us to safely freeze living plant materials in liquid nitrogen, keeping them alive and unchanged for years or decades or even centuries. And if a cyclone or pest destroys a crop, we can bring it back. So it's just a kind of like a safety net for Pacific crops and a major step forward in our own capabilities and abilities to conserve these Pacific crops in the long term.
How does a cryopreservation plant genetic laboratory, or a cryo lab as it's called, how does it actually work?
This is another method for preserving or conserving plant material for, as I mentioned, for decades or even centuries. So the plant tissues are stored in very low temperatures under liquid nitrogen, and this keeps them alive and unchanged for decades, and without much efforts to keep refreshing them to make sure that they remain alive. So it's just a method of putting the materials in there, and they remain in there for a number of years, which is quite different from the current methods of tissue culture and seeds that we currently have, where we need to refresh plant materials constantly, sometimes at an average of refreshments every couple of weeks or even months. Yeah, and so that is quite labor-intensive and so very resource-intensive for us. I think that touches to the area of sustainability of our work in the long term. We really want to be sure that we are doing this work in an efficient and cost-effective manner, because, it's not really cheap to maintain a facility like this. And one of the aspects why we diversify into different methods is really taking on board the biological nature of the crops. Some crops can be conserved via tissue culture and some can't be, like, for example, coconuts, which is a very key important crop for the Pacific. We can't conserve it long-term in tissue culture or seeds or even in the field because of, the climate change impacts affecting most of our countries now. So cryopreservation for a crop like coconut is really important for us in our role to ensure that our Pacific crops are safely preserved or conserved over the long term.
In the context of climate change, how important is this in terms of safeguarding the future of food security and agriculture?
This cryolab directly supports climate resilience and our work around building resilience not only for climate but also pest and disease incursions. And for small island countries like most of ours, our countries here in the region, losing a crop can mean losing a food source. And by storing our crop safely in facilities like the cryopreservation laboratory, we are protecting our crop diversity against that loss. So when disasters hit, we can help countries replant quickly. So that's, to me, that's resilience in action. And, science helping our region to bounce back.
If we think of a hypothetical situation, say there's a natural disaster that goes through a country, what role would a cryo lab play in that kind of scenario, particularly if we're thinking about crop loss?
It means that we can store this material safely inside these ultra-low temperatures for years. and we can always recover the materials back again from the cryo and send them back to the countries to help them recover their or replant them in their fields.
And that there is Longathonu Malaysia Wanganambete, manager of the Centre for Pacific Crops and Trees in Suva.